Hi, friends. Welcome back. So the third apparition of the Angel of Portugal in the fall of 1916, there was a Eucharistic and Marian devotion was linked. May 13, 1916, in the liturgical calendar at that time, was the feast of Our Lady, the Most Blessed Sacrament. We have Eucharist and Mary tied to her first day of apparition. The angel brings Jesus in the host and the chalice and teaches prayers, and he prays with the children. Mm-hmm. And this is his prayer. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly, and I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ. That's where Mother Angelica, for those who remember, you know, where did you get that phrase? Was from the Angel of Portugal. In reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference with which he himself is offended, and through the infinite merits of his most sacred heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of poor sinners. Then the Angel of Portugal gave Holy Communion to the three children. Lucia had been the only one at that time to make her first communion. And as the angel distributed Holy Communion, he said, take and drink the body and blood of Jesus Christ, horribly outraged by ungrateful men. Make reparation for their crimes and console your God.
I mean, that's so profound.
There's no
apparition that has anything even remotely close to that.
That's correct. And I think that's where we're starting to hit into that gray zone of this is a different deal, and why both Ratzinger and Watiwa will see in this, as this has to deal with us today. And I think we'll come to it again, so we'll make the point a second time, is that this isn't just a moment for Catholics, if you will. It's a moment concerning world peace, which applies to everyone, all of mankind. Greater fervor of Eucharistic devotion will save souls. Fulton Sheen, Friendship with Christ, is our Christian duty. It is reparation for others. Praying constantly and emulating the Blessed Virgin Mary, most devout, who was always devout, and she prayed at all times. 1 Thessalonians, do not return evil for evil, but thank God in all things.
Yeah. I think that I was just going to say, you know, that goes along with I'm not sure which of the epistles it's in, but where, you know, St. Paul tells us it's better to suffer for goodness than it is to suffer for evil. You know, I mean, unfortunately, as a result of the fall, suffering is going to be an element of the human condition, right? It's even in the life of our Lord, we see that it's not about individual sin. It's about the fact that we suffer under a fallen nature. And so within the world, there is going to be suffering. But the beauty of Christ entering into our life is that suffering becomes redemptive, and that we do have this opportunity through this mystical union with the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ to unite our suffering with him in a way that truly is redemptive, that truly does bring about his effective will.
That's it, right? That's right. And, you know, we're going through some suffering right now, and it just is what it is, and it doesn't make it worse or better to pretend it's not. You know, gas prices are tremendously higher. Our food prices are 3 times higher. Building costs are, some loved ones just recently moved into a home. And they're expecting their 8th child. God was so gracious, and they were able to get in get it all settled in a way they would not be able to do if they were to do it today.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Yep. It is. And, you know, reflect. So we're going back to, we all prayed. I mean, at least I can say we, I know Sarah and I certainly did, and for our country. And you go, you know, suffering is perhaps the best teacher, and it's certainly the quickest teacher.
Sure. Yep. You only touch the fire once.
You do. That's right. You do. So. Yeah.
So I think we're digressing a little bit, but the point is that, you know, that intimacy that our Lord came through the ministrations of an angel to these children is really profoundly moving, you know, and that, you know, our Lord loves so intensely that he would never withhold his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And it required the innocence of the children to understand, to be able to for our Lord to be able to say, these transgressions against my body and blood grieve me.
Oh, they do. No. Taking a note, an outrage.
Yes, an outrage.
A sacrilege,
right.
And an indifference.
Right. And the two little children that you had said, these are two people who are, you know, within the eyes of the church, right below the age of reason, right? Two children who are perfectly innocent. And obviously, Lucia was obviously in a state of grace, or the angels would never have presumed to give them the Holy Eucharist. And that element of innocence, you know, how you had said when the angel came and was sort of chastising them, what are you doing? Why are you taking your rest? Right. And we so often are, I know that I've said this line multiple times, but I just think that it's so telling with G.K. Chesterton, where he said, children love justice because they're innocent, and adults love mercy because they're guilty. Right. We want to say to them, oh, but they were sleeping. They were tired. Why do they need to do that? Because, I mean, for heaven's sake, how much easier it is for us if Jacinta and Lucia and Francesco get to sleep during their nap, then certainly we can take our rest also. But no.
That's right. And after that, the angel will leave, and Lucia will say a profound peace was infused in their whole souls. Now, so we'll come up in the next episode. 6 months later, the children are now ready to experience the Mother of God. So there'll be 6 months with them reflecting, trying to put into practice those things the angels showed them for what's about to come up here in May 13th.
Yeah, when you think of that scripture, you know, train a child in their youth, you know, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. Right. I mean, you have this opportunity. I mean, the beauty of the angelic and heavenly instruction for these children.
Oh, and so that they died young from the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
They were ready to go home. They were ready to go home. All right, my friends, let's see what Our Lady has to say. Till then, fides et rocem.